I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, it's spring break, and in Miami, it got crazy down in South Beach. Not only are the guys fighting and stuff like that, you see some of that, but there's some video that was up on Drudge Report, and you'll find it all over the place. But it is an all-out brawl between a bunch of women in bikinis and colorful beach cover-ups and stuff. They just start going,
what's going on?
I don't know what started it, but it's in the middle of the road, and there's just dozens of women just all out brawling.
Wasn't that an Annette Funicello movie?
Yes.
Beach bikini brawl?
Bikini-clad beach brawl?
I think so.
That was one of those movies from back in the day. And, of course, nobody is wanting to stop this. There's just guys standing around with cell phones filming this entire thing. And really, you can hear cars honking because it's in the middle of the road and there's traffic trying to go around. And there's just dozens of them absolutely just brawling.
Okay.
I mean, like they could make money fighting.
All right, let me put this one at you. Say you have a $2,000 gambling debt. You are overdue on this, and your bookie tells you. All right, you want to clear this thing right now? Then here's what you do. You're going to transport this little package for me from point A to point B. I'm not going to tell you what's in there. None of your business. You transport it. Oh, yeah, and take these two guys with you, too. You don't. None of your business as to who these two guys are, but I need you to go on a little drive. Okay, from Toronto to Calgary. Now, okay. I don't know how far Toronto is from Calgary, but it's a drive, okay? A province or two away, I would think. So you're going to do that to clear your $2,000 debt? That's how you clear it. And you owe him money. You're overdue on it. You know what happens if you don't pay your bookie?
You start losing digits.
That's right. Stuff starts happening. So this guy...
Knees start getting capped.
This guy apparently yesed it. He said, okay, fine, I'll do it. How do I get from Toronto to Calgary? So he put it into his GPS, his navigation system, and that's where the problem happened. Because apparently somewhere along the line, he got mixed up. His GPS did him wrong. Because he wound up at the U.S. border, the U.S. Customs and Border spot. And that's where it was discovered that in that package, 10 pounds of meth in tablet form.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a couple of these guys who were with him were undesirables as well. They had some issues. And so the whole thing, you know, got shut down and busted, and he is going to be facing charges.
I had that story, I don't know, like a couple days ago or something, but it didn't have the wrinkle in it that he was paying off a gambling debt.
Yes.
I had from the aspect of the GPS led him to the border and he had all the drugs, but I didn't see that.
No,
it didn't say that maybe now they've sussed it out a little more.
He had a $2,000 gambling debt. In exchange for waiving the debt, he agreed that he would transport that stuff.
10 pounds of methamphetamine. As I begin watching
Breaking Bad
last night. And finally, drugs at the center of this story. Or is the center of the story the fact that the girl used a T-shirt cannon to shoot the drugs over the prison wall to her old man in an Oklahoma facility? Oklahoma woman faces felony charges after she, yes, used a T-shirt cannon that you would find at a football stadium.
Excellent.
To send a package full of drugs sailing over the wall into the prison, says KOTV of Oklahoma. She used the gun-propelled package containing cell phones, earbuds, phone chargers, meth, digital scales, marijuana, tobacco, and some other things. To shoot that over the fence into the jail at the southwestern corner of the prison. The prison guard saw the goodie bag, locked down the jail before sending the police after the woman's car. They pulled her over down the way. They found the T-shirt cannon and another package that she didn't shoot. They went to the home, about 300 miles from the prison, where they found more drugs, and she'll probably be joining him behind the walls there after that little stunt. But Seth Meyers.
A woman in Oklahoma was arrested after allegedly using a T-shirt cannon to launch contraband into a nearby prison. And she might have gotten away with it if she hadn't played this music while she did it.
I can't believe it's news.
The Mariners are getting ideas to how they might be able to sell tickets this year.